This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Return the sender. Return the sender.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote about it.
Return the sender.
Elvis for you there. Thank you very much. Good morning, and welcome to Freedom Works in the new year, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy. I'm still alive in 2024, along with my buddy Big Ed Davis. He's around too. We thank you so much for joining us on the first show of 2024 for us, Wednesday, January the 3rd. Hey, Happy New Year to all of our listeners, by the way. We have a good show for you to start the new year. In a few minutes, Ryan Young of the Competitive Enterprise Institute is going to be here. We are going to tally up the number of federal regulations coming out of Washington, D.C. in 2023. Yes, I know, it's kind of a depressing way to start the year, but we got to know what's going on with these regulations, and can't think of a better person to talk with about it than Ryan Young. And Harvard President Claudine Gay, she is not the only one to be taken down in the new year. A bunch of prominent names, including a former president, are about to be outed in the Jeffrey Epstein scandal. We are going to tell you about it. Stay tuned. And 12 states, residents of 12 states are getting good news. Their taxes are going down this year. They are being cut. We will tell you which states they are. And in our ultimate top 10, the top 10 New Year's resolutions for 2024. This is according to Forbes magazine. They did a survey. Are you one of those people that have New Year's resolutions? And if so, is your resolution one of the top 10? We will find out towards the end of the show. By the way, as it's been going on for a while, Freedom Works, sponsored by Andrew's Master Barbershop. He's been a longtime sponsor. God love him. He's located in Dunedin in the Overcash Plaza. Best haircut I have ever found is in Andrew's Master Barbershop. Call for an appointment, and then away you go. Great haircut at a great price. 727-733-3773. And Arbor Life Tree Service, whether it's tree enhancement, tree removal, stump grinding, anything to do with trees, the best place to call on is Arbor Life Tree Service. Call for a free estimate, 727-330-1999. Ed, I want to wish you a Happy New Year, and I want you to know, my dear friend, you may not know this, but Freedom Works is now, as of January 2024, been on this station for 20 years.
Wow. Don't look a day over 19.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And you don't look a day over 22. Huh? We're both very young,
you know. We'll go with that.
Radio keeps us young. Mm-hmm. But it's been 20 years since we started doing the show. Mm-hmm. And we did the show. I had a partner. Yeah. By the way, at that time, Michael Gibson. Mm-hmm. And we started the show in a little storefront radio station, downtown Clearwater.
Yep.
And you remember where that was.
Mm-hmm.
It was on Cleveland Street. We were right next to a Starbucks coffee shop, by the way.
Right.
So I could get my coffee fixed just before I went in to do the show. And Michael Gibson and I started that show. And we didn't know anything about how long it was ever going to last. Because a lot of shows come and go.
Yeah.
But I think we have been the longest running show in the history of this station.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people go on and they wing it, too. I mean, we've got, you know, like Patsy's been here 8 years.
Yes. We've got some wonderful people here. We've got some wonderful programs here. And I want to salute Lola, the dear owner of Tantalk Radio, for putting up with us for 20 years. It's just been a real great ride, and I'm very, very pleased and proud to be here. All right, on with the show. And there's some tough news coming out of Iran, Ed. Over 100 people were killed, 103, they say, and over 140 hurt in an explosion near the grave of the General Qassem Soleimani, the Iranian military general. A pair of explosions, and you worry and wonder, well, you wonder, let's put it that way, what was the cause? Who did this? Was it a terrorist? Was it another country?
I think right now Iran is labeling it as a terrorist attack.
Yeah. Well, Iran's been doing a lot of terrorist attacks, and this may be a return fire.
Yeah, I hate to say something to the fact that we're along the lines of now you know what it feels like, because there are innocent people that get caught in that, in everything.
Absolutely. So, it's horrible. It's, when people like... I mean, most of those people that were killed are innocent people, no matter what. We know that. But this is what happens when war goes on, and Iran's been in the thick of war in the Mideast. In the meantime, speaking of war, Russia launched a pair of hypersonic ballistic missiles... at Ukraine's two largest cities yesterday. They left at least 5 dead and 130 injured. So they may have been upping the strength of the missiles. That's what's getting a little bit scary there. President of Ukraine, Zelensky, said that 4 civilians were killed after a Kinikal missile. I may not be pronouncing that right. It can fly at 10 times the speed of sound. Hit the city of Kyiv and their second largest city of Kharkiv. So that's what's going on there. So, you know, even though we got a new year and we hope for the best, war continues. And it's a very, very scary situation. Back home, we got a lot of things going on right now. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that Americans need to give President Biden's economic policies more time. Well, that's it. If we give it more time, eventually things are going to get better
like
with
another
his
4 years.
Bidenomics.
Like another 4 years.
Look, let's be honest. Joe Biden, even if he wins re-election, I don't think he can last. Can he last 4 more years, starting in 2025? Can he last 4 more years? I would venture to say that the chances are, I mean, let's be honest. A, there's a chance he might pass away.
Yeah.
B, even if he doesn't pass away, based on his cognitive ability right now, what will he be like if he takes the reins for 4 more years starting in 2025, what's he going to be like in the middle of that?
Well, I don't know if you caught a glimpse of him on his little vacation down on my island of St. Croix this weekend, which, by the way, the locals there are just up in arms because, you know, they voted for this guy, and the potholes on the streets of St. Croix are horrible. And to see, by the way, I counted 8 armored vehicles or whatever, that whole entourage of the 8 of these huge SUVs on that island.
Wow.
8 of them. And they're all rocking back
they're
and forth.
Creating more potholes.
Exact. Going into potholes, rocking back. Somebody actually yelled out, "Don't hit your head." And then, of course, the journalism that was there, of course, the riveting questions were the one at midnight by Ryan Seacrest was, "What are y'all eating down there? Anything good?" Well, I'm having some pasta because I love pasta and I love chicken and rice and... And then Dr. Jill came in with her
menu,
medical menu, and said, "Oh, and ice cream."
Yes, and, that's and all, that's very important.
Joe said chocolate chip. Yeah. Chocolate chip, so we know that.
How long is the good doctor and president going to stay in St. Croix?
They left yesterday.
Oh, they did. I bet there was a hue and cry when they took flight.
Yeah, I tell you, it was a big turnaround because, like I said, they were all, oh, yeah, we got Biden now. He's going to take care of us because he loves to come down here. They're very upset down there.
Wow.
Well, very upset.
I'll tell you what, he's on his way back to the United States to make a lot of people here very upset. Anyway, we are going to take our break. When we come back, Ryan Young, our good buddy from the Competitive Enterprise Institute, is going to join us. We're going to tally up the number of federal regulations coming out of Washington in 2023.
Like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back. It's 2024. Can you believe it? Happy New Year, everybody. And we're delighted to have a good old buddy of ours, Ryan Young, from the Great Competitive Enterprise Institute, where he is a senior economist. He focuses on regulatory reform, trade, and antitrust. Can't think of a better person to talk with when it comes to a year-end tally of federal regulations. And Ryan, welcome back to Freedom Works.
Happy New Year, Paul. Happy to be here.
Yes, it's our delight to have you. And I don't know if this is an exciting, uplifting topic, but we are going to talk about the regulations that came out of Washington, D.C. last year. You have done a very, very extended report. It must drive you crazy, by the way, Ryan, to take a look at all of these regulations. It must be very frustrating. You look at some of these things and you go, why in God's name are we doing this? But let's take a look at some of the final numbers for new regulations in 2023. Can you give us a little bit of an idea?
Yeah, it could always be worse. We'll just put it that way.
Okay, that's a positive way of looking at it.
No, there's good news and there's bad news. every day, the federal government publishes something called the Federal Register, and that is where they list all proposed regulations so that the public can comment on them, all final regulations so that agencies and people affected can know what rules to follow, agency notices, presidential documents. Every day that comes out, and this year, or last year's, was the second ever, going back to 1936, to top 90,000 pages.
Oh my God.
Average day had 360 pages of new regulations, agency notices, all that sort of thing. second highest ever. The all-time record is 2016 and the midnight rush at the end of the Obama presidency. So that's some of the bad news. Some of the good news is that the number of new final regulations went down. It's actually gone down each progressive year of the Biden presidency, to the point where it was down to a mere 3,018 new final regulations in 2023.
Only 3,018. Wow. Are we in luck? Is there anybody in Washington, anybody that knows them all?
There is not. In fact, nobody even knows how many agencies there are.
Yeah, my goodness. I mean, this is what we have become. We have become, with these regulations that nobody even knows exist. So you don't even know if you're breaking the law sometimes.
That's exactly right. The old saying, and there's a book about this, is that the average American, just regular people, commits about 3 felonies a day. The code of federal regulations where all these are stored has built up over the years to the point where if you order one from the government printing office, they will send you 243 volumes total more than 186,000 pages.
This is insane. It's absolutely insane. Do you remember when Donald Trump said for every regulation that we add, we're going to get rid of 2 of them?
I do, and I wish that policy would come back.
And I do, too. Go ahead. Yeah.
It did not have quite the effect that they wanted to. The agencies in the first couple of years got most of the low-hanging fruit, and then after that, agencies started to find ways to dodge it or simply didn't comply, which actually happens quite a bit in Washington. So that policy pretty much reached its effective limits, but still, something has to be done. Most legislation isn't being done by Congress. It's being done underneath any kind of accountability or transparency in agencies. Whether or not Congress passes a law, they're getting all kinds of new regulations on the books.
In other words, it's the executive branch of our government, the one that's supposed to execute the laws that come from the legislative branch. It's the executive branch that is coming out with all of these regulations.
Exactly. I mean, we have separations of power in this country for a good reason. You never want to have too much power in one place. And here you have executive branch agencies doing the overwhelming majority of the legislating. Congress passes less than 100 laws in an average year. Agencies issue more than 3,000 regulations in an average year.
Mm-hmm.
And 34 agencies actually have their own in-house court system. So it's not just the executive being the legislator as well. They're also being the prosecutor and the judge in court cases. That's not right. So we have a lot of work ahead of us.
We do. We do. We're talking with Ryan Young. He is a senior economist at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. We're talking about the regulation tally for 2023, which apparently is coming down a little bit, but it's still, with 90,000 pages, that's an awful, awful lot. You know, Ryan, we talk about some of the regulations that are really, you know, stick out, like, for instance, trying to regulate dishwashers and washing machines and stoves and furnaces and things like that, and how, you know, Washington seems to want to take control of private lives. And then we have to step back and say, what was this country's creation all about? It was to try to get away from the dominance of a centralized government, was it not?
Yeah, and so many of those regulations just freeze current technology in place. One of the advantages of the founding system is that it provides for an ongoing process of improvement and discovery in the economy so we can continually improve washing machines and dishwashers and cars and everything else. This freezes technologies in place, so that way they won't get better over time.
Exactly right. So let's take a look here. And you've got a kind of a list of what is going on. Agencies issued, if I'm reading this right, about almost 4,000 final regulations in 2023, down from about I should say about 3,000 final regular, down from about 3,100 or 3,200 the year before. Maybe that's a good sign. I don't know. But you say that there is a new regulation every 2 hours and 54 minutes? Is that about right?
Yeah, 24 hours a day.
Oh, my goodness.
7 days a week. And the trouble is, that 3,000 new regulations, that's only the ones that went through the formal process. One reason that number has been going down is because a lot of agencies aren't bothering with that process where you publish a draft version of the rule, the public can read it and comment on it, and the agency is required to take that feedback into account. Instead, agencies are issuing policy changes just through press releases, blog posts, notices, instead of going through that proper process. So the number of real regulations is actually quite a bit higher than that number that's been going down, just over 3,000.
Right.
And courts uphold these.
Let me ask you this, Ryan. Deep down, is the reason that we have all of this regulatory, whatever you want to call it, junk mail coming out, is to justify jobs in these agencies for these people? I mean, is there any real reason? It seems like, for instance, this is it hurts businesses, does it not? These regulations in the long run stifle entrepreneurship, does it not? It stifles a person's desire to create a new product or, you know, to come up with a new business in the free market, where if we were to allow these businesses and products to come out, this is how we advance our humanity, you know, advance our culture.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it makes it incredibly hard with all the permits and environmental reviews to start your own business. Existing businesses love this because it helps them keep competitors out. So that's one dynamic. I think a lot of regulators are also sincere in that they think that the new rule they put out does some good. But you multiply that times 3,000, and it gets to be a bit much on entrepreneurs, on consumers, on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of control.
You know, and another product I think about, electric vehicles. Now, I'm sure that there are some people deep down in the bureaucracies that believe that we should get off of fossil fuels and go to electric. And so their intentions might be good. But what happens when we demand and try to shove the free market forward with these regulations, we end up with cars that nobody is buying, or if they buy them, we don't have the technology to keep them on the roads. We don't have enough electric pumps or whatever. You know, in other words, by forcing the issue arbitrarily, we're actually ruining the chance of these products being successful.
Yeah, it's the old you can lead a horse to water strategy, but like you mentioned, the people aren't drinking. And of course, because the technology isn't there yet, EVs for a lot of people are going to have a stigma for a long time, even if the batteries and the other drawbacks end up going away and it ends up with a better product. That could really do a lot more harm than good. And I do think most of the regulators are being sincere here, but there's also that, you know, EV car companies and battery producers are loving all the subsidies they're getting.
Sure.
From the Infrastructure Bill and the CHIPS Act, so that's part of it too. But yeah, you're right, it's just going to backfire. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make people drink.
You mentioned in this report how it affects small businesses. You know, the ones that are the most vulnerable, of course, are the ones that are small businesses, where, you know, you change the dynamic one way or the other. You can either make the business much more profitable, or you can force it out of business. And I think you said in last year, agencies issued 780 new regulations affecting small businesses. Now, that would scare me, just hearing that number, if I was a small business.
That's more than two every day, and that was just in 2023. The year before that, 912.
Oh, my goodness.
Almost three per day. Good luck keeping up with all that.
Now, are we going to, let's try to be positive about this, Ryan, on a final note. Are we going to be able to start to understand that we've got to start sweeping away so many of these regulations and kind of allowing the oxygen back into the business environment so that we can start moving forward in a positive way with new products, et cetera?
I think so. There are more than a dozen reform bills in Congress right now, and these would trim down that existing 186,000-page code of federal regulations. It will get Congress more involved so you don't have agencies going rogue. There are lots of other reforms on the table. A few of them have already passed the House, but at some point, some of these reforms are going to become law, and then things are going to become a lot easier for businesses and for consumers. And they'll just do nothing but improve our standard of living.
Mm-hmm. Gee, we hope so. Well, I'm glad there are people like you, Ryan, and organizations like the Competitive Enterprise Institute that are around to let us know what is really going on. Thank you so much. Delight to have you as our first guest in our 2024 programming.
That's an honor. Thank you, Paul.
All right, sir. Ryan Young. Delighted to have him with us. All right, we're going to take our break. When we come back, Harvard President Claudine Gay, not the only one to be taken down in the new year. A bunch of prominent names, including a former president, are about to be outed in the Jeffrey Epstein scandal. We are going to tell you all about it.
Is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA certified, and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Back, Freedom Works. 20 years on TAN Talk Radio. Just delighted to be here with you in 2024. Well, so Claudine Gay celebrated the new year by resigning as the president of Harvard University. She had become kind of a focal point in the anti-Semitic environment of a lot of these colleges. I tell you what, it shocked me to see how much anti-Semitism there seems to be on college campuses. And Harvard University used to think, well, that's a bastion of freedom, is it not? Apparently not, if you're Jewish. Apparently not. And then we have got an outing coming up from the Jeffrey Epstein scandal.
Yep.
And you know about this, Ed. ABC News says that former President Bill Clinton is going to be identified as one of several John Does in previously redacted documents related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, the little island out there, not far from...
Just off St. Thomas.
St. Thomas. We were just talking. Do you think President Biden made a stop over to that little island on the way to St. Croix?
I think he stayed away from that place.
I bet he did.
It's a hotbed right now.
It is it not? So Clinton is not going to be the only one that's going to be on that list. There's about 150 individuals.
Now, supposedly last night it was supposed to be exposed, but... Supposedly, one of the names on there was getting death threats, so they held it.
Is that real?
To my understanding, this is my opinion, what happened was, is that I believe Hillary found out, leaned over at the dinner table and said to Bill in his ear, if you're on that list, I'm going to slap the taste out your mouth.
Well, Bill, I think you better be hiding somewhere now for the next couple of days. I don't think you're going to hear much from Bill Clinton for a while.
He's going to come out with the I did not have, I was not on that island.
I did not have.
I was not on that island.
I'm not involved with Jeffrey Epstein on that trip. Well, I'll tell you what. I know somebody that was not on that island, and we got him with us. He's the master barber, a true good guy. Andrew Ceraci. Andrew, what do you think about, either one of these stories, about the resignation of the president of Harvard University, or this list that's coming out, supposedly, maybe today we're going to find out about some of these people made the trip to the island?
Well, Paul, first of all, the president gay there in Harvard University. You know, she resigned from her position. She made all these derogatory statements in front of Congress that she could not say that they were, you know, harassing the Jewish people and everything. But you know what? She still got an $800,000 a year job there. Now she's going to be teaching instead again.
I know. God forbid she's going to be teaching. Do you think...
She should have been fired. Period.
I wonder if that's still on the table, that she might be fired.
No, they will not fire her. She's black. It will not happen.
Yeah, you don't think so?
Well, she's already dropped the race card.
She has dropped the race card.
Yeah, she already dropped that.
That was the first. I have not heard, really, even if you read what she said, I don't think she apologized.
No, she didn't. No, not at all. No.
Nope, she don't care. And now, about Epstein's flight log.
Yes, sir. What?
We all know what went on. We all know who was there and everything else. It's going to be fun to know, but nothing's ever going to happen about it. We know that, too.
Yeah. We've known this for a while, that he was on that plane, Bill Clinton.
Now, what I want to know, what you talked about earlier, is a hypersonic missile fired from Russia into the Ukraine.
Yes.
These are supposed to be the heavy-duty rockets coming in, right? A hypersonic, four times the speed of sound.
Yes.
Only four people got killed?
That's what they claimed.
I think it was five.
Come on.
I don't buy it either.
Are they firing them into the middle of a desert or something?
I was going to say, that's like throwing a firecracker at a massive...
Well, let's look at it this way. There were 130 people injured. So you know there are going to be more than four people that will die from this.
I don't understand the whole death toll in this thing. I think it's all a fib. It's all a lie what's going on. When you look at the destruction that's there, there's got to be hundreds of thousands of people dead.
Well, you know the old saying, the first casualty of war is the truth.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now... We got to move on to Donald Trump being off the ballots in states. What do you think about that one?
Yes. This is, Donald Trump, and he doesn't even have to get up and make a loud noise. He's getting all of the publicity he could possibly want. Now, some of it might be negative, but you know what they say, even negative, P.T. Barnum or somebody once said, I'd rather have bad publicity than no publicity, right?
P.T. Barnum said, even bad publicity is good.
There you go.
And he also said there's a sucker born every second.
He did. And he was right.
There's no question about it.
I'm trying to find the story I have. Here we are. A federal judge, yesterday dismissed most of these civil counts against Donald Trump and two others over the death of that Capitol Police officer. Remember that guy that had some sort of a heart attack after the...
Yeah.
His name was Brian, if I pronounce this right, Sicknick. He had a stroke, and then he died. A U.S. district judge dismissed three of the five civil counts in a lawsuit that was filed last January by his girlfriend. First of all, how can Sicknick's girlfriend have any standing and file a lawsuit? She was not married to him. I can see where a family member might try this little trick, but not a girlfriend.
Well, when the media refers to it as the deadly insurrection, that's the deadly part right there.
The only person that died in
the... But they don't count the woman that was shot.
That's the only one that died.
That's what I'm saying.
A conservative woman that
was... They don't count that.
She got shot by a Capitol policeman.
Exactly. Exactly.
But we don't listen to... Go ahead. Go ahead, Andrew.
They keep up doing what they're doing. They're going to get an insurrection. And it's not going to be like the last one. I can guarantee you that. They're pushing the American people so far it's unbelievable. So, what I think the Democrats are going to run on is abortion, hating Trump, and one more. What's the other one? Just bad-mouthing everybody. They're not going nowhere.
Yeah.
They blew it. They blew it all.
I mean, we got in Colorado, we've got a Supreme Court. They were all liberals. And it was still 4-3. Three of the liberals voted against knocking him off the ballot. And then in Maine, we've got this woman. She's a Trump hater. She's an admitted Trump hater. That's the attorney general. She was not even elected. She was not elected. She was appointed to that job. And she dismisses Trump off the ballot with a wave of her hand.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Neither one of these is going to hold up. Go ahead.
It's more like a wave of a broomstick.
Did you hear about the terrorist attack in Rochester, New York? On New Year's Eve.
Yes. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, it was right in front of the Eastman Kodak Theater, which is a very, very big theater up there, and they hold many, many big events. And I guess it was New Year's Eve, and this one guy filled his van up with a bunch of gasoline cans and ran into another car and exploded.
Yeah. In fact, I did read about that. The guy was obviously off his nut. He drove over to Rochester. He checked himself into a motel, if I understand this correctly. He made several trips to different gas stations with gasoline cans. He filled up those gasoline, he got as much gasoline in each of these visits as he could get. And then he drives and plows into another vehicle, right?
Yes.
I mean,
it exploded.
He did not leave any kind of a, whatever you want to call it. He didn't leave a note or a message, right? He just
not
did
that
this.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's a total, a wacko, was he not?
Well, of course, and that's going to keep going on. There's going to be more and more wackos. You got to face it. We got at least 100,000 wackos freed in this country just by the open borders. If 1% of the people that came in are jihadis or whatever, that's 100,000 people.
Yeah.
I don't think things are going to happen.
I think the border issue, even over the economic issue, I think the border issue is going to be the big issue. I think more, at least at this moment, I think more people are upset about the border than they might be about the cost of gas, as an example. What do you think?
They're upset about the economy and the border, buddy.
Oh, there's no question.
People are getting scared, and I think it's going to be a very explosive 2024, if you catch my drift.
All right, now, a little later in the show, Andrew, we're going to do America's top 10 most popular resolutions for 2024. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, I want to survive another year. Being 68 years old, another year would be good.
Well, you will. I think you will. You're in very, very good shape. Some of the normal resolutions, about, I don't know, losing weight, I guess. Or
losing weight, stopping drinking, smoking,
drinking and smoking,
pregnant, all kinds of things.
Yeah, have you resolved not to get pregnant in 2024?
I resolved my wife not to get pregnant anymore.
That's outstanding.
That was back in 1993, I think.
Oh, goodness. Well, this year, let me ask you this. How many years have you been cutting hair?
55.
55 years?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I started
and I was just a little baby when you started? I can't believe it. That's amazing.
I started shining shoes in my uncle's barber shop when I was 10, had an apprentice barber license when I was 13.
Really?
Was a journeyman barber at 17, was a master barber at 20. When the barbering business got slow, I went to hairdressing school. I did women's hair for 25 years. I decided in my 40s I had to get back out of that. I was getting in too much trouble. So I went back to barbering. I went back to barbering, and the rest is history, buddy. I've been on State Road 580 for 38 years now.
38 years. Now, this is your second location, because I remember you were a little bit closer to U.S. 19. You were just off U.S. 19. I remember that place.
I actually started out in the location I am now
in 1985,
except it was a different store.
Oh.
And I was there for 13 years. Then I went to the location you remember me at.
Yep.
And now I'm here. And now, do you realize, out of your 20-year anniversary, I've been with you for 8 years?
I know you have. I was going to say, bless you. You've been our most loyal sponsor. Hey, let me ask you finally, and I know you don't have an answer. Maybe you do. How many haircuts have you administered in your career? How many heads have you worked on?
You know, that I could imagine, and I always imagine how many feet of hair that I've cut if you put it all together in 55 years. How many miles?
Yeah, that's right.
Think about 55 years of my life. I should be a double dipper, getting a double pension.
So I tell you.
For the government, I'd be a double dipper.
Well, God bless you. You've got to be, without question, one of the best barbers of all time for all the years that you have spent. And I know how good you are because I've been fortunate enough to be going to your great barbershop for the last 8+ years. And you're terrific. And I just tell everybody, they're crazy if they don't want to consider Andrew's Master Barbershop, man, because you'll get the best. You'll get a great haircut. You'll also get a great price, and you'll get great ambiance. All of that.
You know, Paul, you know what's special about my barbershop? As most places today are franchises, you're a number when you go in. I've been on this road 38 years. It's a very personal barbershop. We know everybody. Clients know each other.
That's right.
We know each other by names. And that's what's missing today, and that's what I pride myself on in my business, Paul. Personalized service.
Absolutely. I didn't even think about that. But you never decided to, you know, have 150 shops all over the place where everybody is just a number. For you, everybody is a human being. And you treat them like that.
And you know what else is good? Everybody that comes in my shop tends to be a conservative.
You've probably switched a few people from being liberal to conservative.
It's probably been done in my time.
Indeed.
It's probably been done.
Well, it is a pleasure to continue to have you as we move into a new year, Andrew. God bless you, and I hope to talk with you on Friday.
You got it, buddy. You have a good day.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Same to you. All right. Andrew, the Master Bar. We're going to take our break. And when we come back, did you know 12 states are cutting taxes this year for their residents? We're going to tell you which states they are.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA certified, and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. Kind of celebrating because this is the new year. 20 years we've been doing this show, and God bless Lola. Lola, our great station owner, for putting up with our show for 20 years. We're just delighted to be here. We've had a lot of fun over those 20 years, and on we go. So, this is I found this to be of interest. Let's find out if some of our listeners are in the one of 12 states that will be paying less in taxes this year. A number of states are lowering income taxes this year, putting more money into many Americans' pockets as they continue to grapple with the inflation issue. At least 12 states, a majority, by the way, led by Republicans, will reduce taxes for their residents in some form this year. And this is according to the Tax Foundation. So here is a closer look at where state taxes are going to be reduced. And we're going to go in alphabetical order here, Ed. Number one is Arkansas. Indeed, Arkansas. At the start of January, the top individual income tax rate in Arkansas has fallen from 4.9 to 4.4%. So that's going to save a little money in the pockets of the Arkansans. Next is Connecticut. Connecticut will deliver some relief to taxpayers this year. They are cutting their individual income tax bracket down to 2% from 3%, and reducing the 5% bracket to 4.5%. You know, Connecticut is one of those states. It's a blue state, by the way, and I know some people that live in Connecticut, and I tell you what, you pay a lot of taxes in Connecticut. Next one, Georgia. Georgia will join several states that have either adopted or are considering a flat tax. That is something we have pushed on our program for quite a while. A simple flat tax, a federal flat tax. You would eliminate so many IRS people and cut back on the cost of maintaining the Internal Revenue Service if you went to a flat tax. And Georgia, the Peach State, will eliminate its six individual income tax brackets in favor of a flat tax rate of 5.4% under legislation that has been signed by the governor. Then there's Indiana. Indiana tends to be a red state as well. Indiana will accelerate its previously enacted tax cuts in 2024, trimming the individual income tax rate from 3.35% to 3.05%. Then comes Iowa, which, by the way, is going to be the site of a caucus, which is coming up pretty quickly. Iowa is slowly moving forward for a planned flat tax rate of 3.9%. Good news for Iowans. All right, Mississippi, another red state. Mississippi residents with incomes exceeding $10,000 will pay a single tax rate of 4.7% this year. That is down from the initial rate of 5%. Montana has approved a major tax overhaul, combining its seven tax brackets into two beginning this year. The top marginal rate for Montana residents will fall from 5.9% in 2024, down from 6.75%. Then Nebraska, another red state, will reduce its top marginal tax rate from 7.25% to 6%. That's what it is. New Hampshire, unlike the other states which are reducing income taxes, New Hampshire is phasing out a tax on interest and dividend income. Then there's North Carolina. Flat tax in North Carolina will fall to 4.5% in 2024, down from 4.75%. Ohio passed a tax cut and consolidated the top two marginal tax rates for individual income taxes into one, set at 3.5%. And finally, South Carolina, reducing its top income tax rate from 6.5% to 6.4%. So there you go. All right, Ed, my goodness, it's time almost for our top 10. But before we do that, real quickly, do we know... Are our beloved Tampa Bay Buccaneers still in the hunt for a playoff?
Yeah, let's wait till Friday. We can say goodbye to the season for them on Friday.
Now, they needed to win that. Well, not needed to, but we were hoping they would
nice
win the game against New Orleans, right?
Yeah. So here's what I hear. That if they do not win in Carolina against the 2-14 Carolina Panthers, expect sweeping changes. With the entire coaching staff.
Oh, boy.
Goodbye.
2-14 Carolina.
Yep.
They better win that game.
Yeah.
If they win, are they in for sure?
If they win, they're in, yes.
They're locked in.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
All right. Well, then we pray they win.
It's easy math.
Yeah. Okay. Time for our top 10, Ed. And these are the top 10 New Year's resolutions for 2024, according to Forbes magazine. Forbes surveyed 1,000 adults on October the 23rd. Of this past year to come up with these top 10. So here we go. Number 10. 6% of the 1,000 said they want to travel more. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, if you got the money.
If you got the money, especially. Number 9. Improving their work-life balance. In other words, they want to stay home as much as possible. Okay, 7% on that one. Number 9. Actually, this is a tie. There are two at number 9. So the other one is more time for hobbies. More time for hobbies. Mm-hmm. All right. Number 8. Number 8 is learn a new skill. And 9% want to learn a new skill.
Mm.
All right. Fair enough. Number 7. And this is always on the list. Quit smoking.
Yeah.
I quit smoking.
Yeah.
I quit smoking back in February, so it would be a year next month. 12% want to do that. Number 6. More time with loved ones. Mm. Well, that's always a good one, right?
Sometimes a bad thing.
It could be a bad But 25% mentioned that. Number 5, improve my diet.
Mm.
Uh-huh. I think we all could say that, couldn't
yeah.
we? You know, the older you get, the more important it is to watch what you eat. Let's be honest. It's true. All right, number 4. I mean, this goes along with 5, lose weight. My goodness, most of us.
I thought that would be number 1.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Number 3, improve mental health. It's been tough this past year, and it's tough.
Renew your medication. That'll help.
That'll help. All right. Number 2, improving finances.
Mm.
Yeah. We want to make more money.
Yeah.
All right, Ed. What do you think's number 1?
I'm going to say... How about go to the gym more?
Bingo, Ed.
Physical fitness.
You nailed it.
All right, there you go.
Did you look?
No, I didn't look.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're great. Improving fitness. 48% of people say they want to improve their fitness. You are right. All right, thank you so much, everybody. Delighted to be with you. We'll be back Friday. Remember, freedom still works.